And then I've highlighted one of the things for you, please. And then here's your note. I did not get those back, any messages on that bill you were asking about. And the House, I do know that they failed the concurrence. And then here's the new one that failed this morning, if you want to know that.
If the Senate will please come back to order. Senator Cooper.
Mr. President, may I have
the privilege of the floor?
You may.
Mr. President and members of the Senate, been a pretty important announcement today. At 2 p.m. this afternoon, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced its intent to delist the greater Yellowstone grizzly bear. The fish, this was actually, became a threatened species in 1975 when they was predicted about, or they thought there was about 136 bears. Now they figure there's somewhere around 714 bears, which is way past the recovery number. The state of Wyoming, we, folks, spent $40 million in the last 30 years trying to get the grizzly bear delisted. So this will be good for us. The management of those bears will be turned over to us now. There is a process, I must tell you, that we have to still go through. The governor has to review, of course, what this delisting process is all about. And there will be significant opportunities, by the way, for the public also to give input to the plan. Fish and Wildlife Service will begin accepting, comments on this proposal fairly quickly now. And also the Director of Fish and Wildlife Service told the Governor of Wyoming, Idaho, and Montana that they hope to have a final delisting rule published late this summer or early fall of this year, in 2016. So that's it. Good news.
Good Chairman. Yep. And that's just because you stand.
Good job.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, there was some commotion this morning. Do you want to address that now? Or is, what do we got going?
Which motion?
No,
what's
the commotion? There was some commotion.
Like the, is the Highway Patrol here? Just bring him on in. They can bring him in now.
Yeah, he was supposed to be over here, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, you are authorized to come in, sir.
Thank you.
Have something to present to the President of the Senate, I believe.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Folks, what we have, the commotion, sorry for that this morning, but we have a complaint, summons against Tony Ross. This is a civil complaint filed here in Albany, in Laramie, First Judicial District. Next one, the name's Kermit Brown. Actually, the ones that affect us are Eli Bebout, Phil Nicholas, and those are the, and Tony Ross sued. Summons, the caption is, Carl Aldred on behalf of himself and the citizens of Wyoming and Representative Gerald Gray in his capacity as Gerald Gay on his capacity as a member of the House of Representatives against those named defendants and others. A lawsuit brought by Drake Hill of the Hill Law Firm. Looks like they want to stop the state from contracting. We've accepted the complaints as of now. Services. That's done. Oh, I did. I said Phil Nicholas. Now I'm in there too. Wait, are you in there?
Representative Ross.
It's Senator Phil Nicholas, Senator Speaker Eli B. Brown, Majority Floor Leader Chris Rothfuss, and House of and Senator Tony Ross, and the Attorney General, and others. There's some House members there, too. That was the commotion. Sorry about that this morning. Senator Landon.
Well, first of all, Mr. President, I don't think those parties represent the people of Wyoming, but I just wanted you to know, and I think I speak for the rest of us, if a fight breaks out, we're right behind you.
Thank you. All right, conference committees. On Senate File 42, Occupational Therapy Practice Act, the conferees for the second conference are Boner Chairman Case and Scott. On Senate File 88, lands within Grand Teton National Park, the committee is Bebout Chairman, Coe, and Wasserberger. And I think that's all that we have read in at this point. Has House Bill 19, has that been read in on the other side yet? I don't have that on my list. They have not read in, so we've not gotten a message from them yet. They think it might have gotten lost, so if we look for that message, it was message 284. So we might look. They think it got sent. Message 284, House Bill 19, so let's look for that and make sure that didn't get lost. We have the interns here. All right, well, let's take care of that. It's more fun business. Members of the Senate, since 1994, a legislative scholarship has been presented to an exceptional student from one of Wyoming's community colleges or the University of Wyoming each year. The Wyoming legislature sponsors the legislative intern program, which allows students enrolled at the institution of higher education to obtain credit, along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. The intern coordinator is Lavonda Kofska, is joining us on the floor this morning, along with two interns that will receive this year's award. Malia Daly is currently attending Western Wyoming Community College and will have earned an Associate's of Arts in History at the end of the semester. She plans to continue to work towards her bachelor's degree in history at the University of Wyoming. Oh, no, at Brigham Young University. Tanner, we just changed your mission just there, one word. Tanner Peterson is also attending Western Wyoming College and will complete her Associate's of Arts in Communications this spring. She plans to work towards a double bachelor's degree in political science and communications, likely at the University of Utah. We're going to have to shut down that border. Please welcome these students to the floor.
Vonda, did you want to say something? We would love to hear from the interns. The microphone's right there. If you just stand up, and we'd love to hear from you.
Okay, so I know that this is cheesy, but John Quincy Adams once said that if your actions inspire others to learn more, do more, become more, or to dream more, then you are a leader. And by that definition, you all are leaders. You have challenged me to become more, and because of you, I have learned so much. I appreciate the opportunity that you've given me to be here and to learn so much about a process that is vital in my everyday life. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, I'm not as good at speaking as Tanner, but I would just like to thank you all for the opportunity to come here and to work with you all. Through this experience, I have learned more about myself and learned more about the world around me, and I am now committed to being more involved in my communities and in my state, and also the thought of running has now entered my mind, and so maybe I'll be a woman representative in Wyoming, so that would be exciting.
That'd be great.
I just like to thank you all and continue, and I hope that you continue with your hard work, and God bless you. Thank you.
Well, ladies, thank you very much. Congratulations. Don't forget that we do have a great place on this side of the state. Those are wonderful colleges, too. Senator Hastert.
I also want the Senate to know that these two ladies, not only with a lot of hard work on items for research and legislature, and did an amazing job on some research projects for myself and others. They were also instrumental in the Senate winning the karaoke night, the karaoke challenge. They helped us get the items we needed, so thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
What do we got? Would you have somebody run that message to them? We have the report, but not their confirmation. Okay. With respect to the Senate file or House Bill 19, which was the message that was read in, Senator Cole, we have the message, but what we don't have is the confirmation of their committee. So we'll be able to appoint as soon as we get that. We'll send the message to them, the other side, that we're still waiting for their conferee messages to come through, and then we'll appoint. When we do appoint, we'll appoint Cole, Landon, and Rothfuss as soon as we're capable of doing that to House Bill 19 Conference Committee. I think we're taking care of most of those conference committees now that are out there. The staff would like us next to go to signing of enrolled acts. Yep. Senate Enrolled Act Number 44.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 44, being original Senate File Number 74, an act relating to mines and minerals.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 44, being original Senate File 74. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 45, being Senate File 36.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 45, being original Senate File Number 36, an act relating to limited liability companies.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 45, being original Senate File Number 36. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 46.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 46, being original Senate File Number 18, an act relating to capital construction.
about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 46, being original Senate file number 18. That's so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 47.
Senate Enrolled Act number 47, being original Senate file number 101, an act relating to public health.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 47, being original Senate file number 101. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 48.
Senate Enrolled Act number 48, being original Senate file number 45, an act relating to rural health care districts.
Senate Enrolled Act number 48, being original Senate file number 45, I'm about ready to sign. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 49.
Senate Enrolled Act number 49, being original Senate file number 57, an act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about ready to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 49, being original Senate file number 57. I've so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 50.
Senate Enrolled Act number 50, being original Senate file number 37, an act relating to boards and commissions.
About ready to sign. Senate Enrolled Act number 50, being original Senate file 37. So signed. We have some concurrences. Oh, we got more enrolled acts. Good. More work. We're still going through enrolled acts. House Enrolled Act number 39.
House Enrolled Act number 39, being original House Bill number 81, an act relating to court-supervised treatment.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 39, being original House Bill number 81. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 40.
House Enrolled Act number 40, being original House Bill number 117, an act relating to pesticide registration.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 40, being original House Bill number 117. I so sign. House Enrolled Act number 41.
House Enrolled Act number 41, being original House Bill number 118, an act relating to children.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 41, being original House Bill number 118. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 42.
House Enrolled Act number 42, being original House Bill number 95, an act relating to unclaimed property.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 42, being original House Bill number 95. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 43.
House Enrolled Act number 43 being original House Bill number 114, an act relating to the Personal Opportunity with Employment Responsibilities Power Program.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 43 being original House Bill 114. I'm so sorry. House Enrolled Act number 44.
House Enrolled Act number 44 being original House Bill number 140, an act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 44 being original House Bill number 140. I so signed. House Enrolled Act number 45.
House Enrolled Act number 45 being original House Bill number 58, an act relating to human trafficking.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 45 being original House Bill 58. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 46.
House Enrolled Act number 46 being original House Bill number 74, an act relating to the Wyoming Medical Assistance and Services Act, Medicaid.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 46 being original House Bill number 74. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 47.
House Enrolled Act number 47 being original House Bill number 77, an act relating to ad valorem taxation.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 47 being original House Bill number 77. I so signed. Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to Senate File 68?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
Message number 269, referencing Senate File number 68, Budget Shortfall Measures, sub number 1.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 269, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 68, Budget Shortfall Measures, substitute 1, and ask the body to vote aye. Members of the Senate, if you were to pull out this concurrence request, it is somewhat complicated in that there was a number of amendments that were put on the bill in the House, and then on second reading, they decided to do a second or a substitute bill. And so it's nearly impossible to follow the amendments unless you work with me from the substitute bill, and I'll just kind of walk you through them. In essence, this is a very important bill, and the changes that they did were not tremendously drastic. They just kind of reorganized things a little bit. There are some technical errors, I'll be frank with you, in this bill. You're going to see as I go through it that there are a number of places where they refer to the term expenditures rather than appropriations. That'll need to be cleaned up next year. But this is an important enough bill that we felt that it was important for you to get this through now. We've talked at length about the whole issue of what we do and what our role is as a legislative body. If there is a budget shortfall, so let me kind of just tell you that on page 1, there was a Steinmetz amendment that added in on line 3, requiring reports on the governor's exercise of specified budget powers. And then they did delete the 1% severance tax account. So what that means is that the state auditor, or excuse me, the state treasurer will create, will have to create an account. I believe it's state treasurer to create an account for the 1% severance tax diversion into an account. They just didn't, that for whatever reason, they decided to take out that specific account. So that can be accomplished pro forma by the state treasurer. On pages 2, 3, and 4, there are a number of places where they use before any expenditure or whatever. That's really the appropriate by staff tells us that really should be an appropriation, but we can fix that later on. Same thing on page 4. On page 5 of this bill, they removed Craig from the bill, but they added it back in on page 10 and put it in as a definition. So, in essence, it really accomplishes the same thing. They kind of modified the language of Craig, but it's still the same. And they, of course, took out in the Madden Amendment on third reading the 1% severance tax account. On page, the next page is page 8. There's once again a reference to expenditures. On page 10, you do see Romanet XXI, it's 21, where they moved in the definition of consensus revenue estimating group. On pages, once again, there's some of these expenditure things. Then they did add a paragraph on page 12, which if you were to go to your white copy, it's a Steinmetz amendment. This is with regard to the governor shall make available monthly for public inspection information on the exercise of his authority under paragraph B2, 5, and so forth. Basically, it's the governor's got to publish his B11 and acceptance of federal funds and budget shortfall actions. That's got to be published. No harm there. And then if you go to the one of the things that they did do was they just put in, rather than a figure, they put in 5% as rather than a hard amount for contingent appropriations any fiscal year exceeding 5% of the balance of the account as of the first day of the first fiscal year. They did miss it in one place, and that's on page 19, where there's that hard amount, which is 108,000.7. That should have been 5%. That's no, according to staff, it's no harm right now. They missed that, would be changed later on. Then the rest of the bill, basically, is they brought in statutes to explicitly exempt Craig from the on page 22 from the Administrative Procedures Act. On page 23, they explicitly exempted Craig from the Public Records Act, and they also explicitly exempted Craig from the Public Meetings Act. Then on the last page, this was through the Appropriations Committee. Basically, in essence, what this provides is that the budget bill controls for this biennium if there's a conflict. They still have to follow this procedure for this year if there is a shortfall. That's kind of the amendments. It's an important bill. It's important that we pass this. And really, in the end, they did a lot of jockeying around for no real reason, but they did do it. And so I'd ask you to vote aye.
Any further questions? Discussion? If not, the motion is that the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate File 68, And you've been asked to vote aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? No. Christensen? No. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll, aye to no. Hastert, aye to no. Kraft, aye to no. Closing vote, Christensen, no to aye. Closing vote, closing vote closed. 23 aye, 7 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate file number 68 as reflected in message number 269. Senator Bebout, are you ready with respect to Senate File 92?
Yes, sir, Mr. President, I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
Message number 283, referencing Senate File number 92, State Construction Department.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move message number 283, motion to reconsider on Senate File 92, State Construction Department. And ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, this deals with, of course, the consolidation into a new department of the construction, the School Facilities Commission and the ANI Construction Department. Mr. President, what the House did actually was good. They caught a glitch. It's a technical correction. It's what we did in the Senate. We amended it, and we missed it when we amended the original bill. We had it in the amendment, but we did not have it in the repealer section, which is at the end of the bill. And you look on page 41, line 23, you'll see that. The House took care of that. So I would ask you to vote aye, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any further discussions on the bill? If not, the motion is that the House do concur with the Senate do concur with the House amendments to Senate file number 92 as reflected in message number 283. Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft? Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Sure.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with the House amendments to Senate File number 92, as reflected in message number 283. Senator Burns, are you ready with respect to the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 21?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message? Are there more than one? I give you those. I give you this.
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on House Bill Number 21, State Public Purpose Investments Revisions, reference Senate Message Number 201. Signed by Representatives Miller, Madden, and Dan Zwanitzer, Senators Burns, Hastert, and Wasserberger.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 21 and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, just to remind the body, there was a management audit on public purpose investments, and we had looked at a number of these instruments that, frankly, just weren't being used anymore. So the Management Audit Committee brought forward a number of these programs just to get rid of them. And they got through the House that way, unamended, but then, frankly, the County Commissioners Association hadn't been keeping its eye on management audit. They were watching everybody else. And that's when they caught sight of this bill, and they actually wanted some of these programs back. So the Senate accommodated them, and we put two amendments on actually removing the guarantee program for local government bonds and the state investment and deferred property tax program. Remove them from the bill so they would not be repealed. That went back to the House, and the House rejected concurrence on the Senate amendments because of the fact that we had been working on this for quite a while. So we met with our fellow members on the House and with the County Commissioners Association, and we basically agreed to split the baby, and at the request of the County Commissioners Association, the terms of the conference committee report is that we do bring back the guarantee program for local government bonds, but we will be getting rid of the deferred property tax program. One of the reasons that the guarantee program for local government bonds had not been used up to now was because there were some concerns by the IRS about this, and the state treasurer had not addressed what those concerns were. The state treasurer's office has since stated that they will be communicating with the IRS, and that hopefully we can get that done. And given the uncertain financial situations for counties coming up, they may need these instruments sometime in the near future. If nobody uses the next 2 years, we may indeed bring another bill to get rid of that program. But frankly, there's no harm in leaving it on the books for now. So with that, I would ask the body to vote aye.
Senator Perkins.
Mr. Chairman, directly, I'm going to rise against this concurrence report.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, I'm going to rise against this concurrence report. The program that was eliminated, there are two programs that have been eliminated, and we put two back in on the Senate side here, Mr. President. One of them was this bond fund, which for IRS reasons or other reasons had never been used. The other one is the property tax deferral program. The conference committee brings back the bond program but eliminates the property tax deferral program. If you remember, Mr. President, our explanation of the budget, that one of the reasons that the JAC eliminated a number of tax incentives and tax rebate programs for the elderly and disabled was because they were available. They had this other relief available to them through the property tax deferral program. So ultimately, the ability now for elderly and disabled to seek relief from property taxes through deferral will be, if this concurrence report is passed, will be lost to those individuals that now have, in large part, had their property tax credit programs defunded. And now they're going to be left with the opportunity to approach and have deferral. And so for that reason, Mr. President, I'm going to be voting against this one.
That's right.
Senator Meyer?
Uh,
Mr. President, ditto. I caught that too, and I remembered us that basis for getting rid of the tax programs that we had for these folks. So, you know, you don't want to cut both legs out from underneath them. I think we're going to have to vote no.
Further discussion, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, the bill gets rid of a number of disused, unused programs that we need to get off the books, some of which, as I recall, are causing some difficulties in managing the permanent funds portfolio, because I think some of the other ones involved here may affect that. And this program has been not used because it's not been very effective. I think my recollection from the testimony is that there have been two users or something like this in all the years. It's not an effective program, so let's get rid of it.
Further discussion? Senator Burns.
Mr. President, on and for the Joint Conference Committee report, it's not a concurrence report. The reason that the County Commissioners Association wanted this particular program over the other was because we're the ones that are cutting back and will be. We have already assured the local governments we will be cutting back on their money over the next few years. This is, frankly, one of the few instruments that they would have to be able to get the funding they need for one-time projects, for important projects that they may be doing. In addition, so it's their choice. Frankly, personally, I'm agnostic as to whether we go one way or the other. But the other advantage to us, to the legislature as a whole, is with the guarantee program for local government bonds, it's not costing the state anything out of pocket, even if this program is used. Whereas the deferred property tax program would be money out of pocket to us by the counties that would allow for the deferred property tax program. It has been used three times, twice by Teton County, I believe, and once by my county, Sheridan County, or by those two counties. It was two by one and one by the other, and I can't remember which one used it twice. But neither of these are particularly have been used much at all. If they can, but as I said, the guarantee program for local government bonds, one of the reasons that has not been used, frankly, has been because of these issues with the IRS. Also, the fact that for the last 15 years or so, frankly, the state's been sitting fat. We've been sharing a lot of that largesse with the local governments. They didn't really need to do that. Well, tight times are coming, and this is something that, frankly, that they really need. Now, if we also, the other aspect is if we vote down this Joint Conference Committee report, I don't know that we'll be able to come to an agreement. It would kill the bill. If you want to kill the bill, okay, fine. These are programs that have been on the books forever, and it won't kill us to keep them on the books for a number of years. But there are contingent liabilities involved with this, and it could affect the state's credit rating. So with that, I would ask the body to vote aye. One if one and two by the other, vice versa. Two by sea, one by land, one if by land, two if by sea. And three by D. Yeah. Doo-da. Mr. President, while we have while I have the mic and we haven't done anything else yet, would you like me to tell you the story about when I did the Heimlich maneuver on this woman in Australia who wasn't choking?
Turn his mic off.
All I've got to say about that is that, for once, the good senator exercised judgment and didn't finish. All right. The question having been called, the motion was that the Senate do concur with the House amendment, or excuse me, to Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 21, as reflected in message number 201, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
No.
Bebout, no. Boner?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen? Aye. Coe? No. Cooper?
No.
No. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstader?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Emmerich?
No.
No. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
No. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Craft, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 13 aye, 17 no.
By your vote, you have failed to concur with. Okay. By your vote, you have failed to adopt Joint Conference Committee report to House Bill 21. Reference Senate message number 201. The second conference committee for House Bill 21 is Burns Chairman, Hastert and Wasserberger. The conference committee for House Bill 19 is Coe, Landon, and Rothfuss. The conference committee for House Bill 49 is Meyer, Chairman, Boner, and Johnson. To clarify, the chairman on House Bill 19 was Coe. The conference committee on House Bill 97 is Kinski Chairman, Driscoll, and Emmerich. Senator Bebout?
I have privilege of the floor.
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Are we at a point where we could recess for a little bit? There's some things going on that members want to attend. Are we at that point for about 20, 30 minutes?
We're at a perfect point, I think. Is there anything that needs to be done before we... I think it's a perfect point.
Thank you, Mr. President. With that, I ask that the Senate stand in recess until about 4:15 or the sound of the gavel.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand adjourned until the sound, recess until the sound of the gavel at around, he said 4:15.